And with these parts this week of kidneys, bone marrow, bones, sinews, flesh, we'll go through each part with a brief description. And then we can have some time in between each part to settle in and meditate and see what evokes in our practice as we are intimate with each part. And so what may evoke could be sensations in the body, they could be memory, could be all kinds of various sensations, various things can evoke. And so just to be present for all that arises. The first part is kidneys. The color is purplish and brown, shaped like large kidney beans. Direction is above the waist, located in the mid-back, behind the abdomen. It's surrounded by the back and abdomen, and there are two kidneys. Their function is they form the urine from blood plasma. They are blood purifiers. They are the major regulators of the water, electrolyte, blood pressure, and acid-base content of the blood, and indirectly, many body fluids. They eliminate toxic waste. So kidneys, sensing into this body part and being with whatever arises. And then begin to move our attention to bone marrow. So feeling into this, what can sometimes feel elusive. What does bone marrow, where is that in the body? So bringing our attention to this bone marrow, which is the color of yellow and red. It's shaped like a glutinous of tissues like jello or gelatin. It is above and below the waist. It's located mainly in the flat bones, such as the hip or the breast, the skull, the ribs, the vertebrae, and shoulder blades, as well as long bones like the femur and the humerus. It's bordered by the inner surface of the bone. The definition is it is a soft tissue occupying the soft cavities of bones. There are two types. There's red and yellow. At birth, all bone marrow is red, and as the body ages, more is converted to yellow. The function is that nutrients within to store energy and the formation of blood cells. So this bone marrow is the formation of blood cells. So bringing our awareness to this body part, meeting with whatever evokes with curiosity and kindness. And then bringing our awareness from the bone marrow to the bones themselves. Bones, the color is white. The shape is the shape of the human skeleton. Direction is above and below the waist, found within the body, is the limitation. What it's bordered by is the marrow, the bone marrow within, and the sinews above with some flesh, some muscle. The definition is the human skeleton is a bony framework of a body that consists of 206 bones, 80 in the trunk and 126 in the limbs. And almost every 7 years, the body replaces the equivalent of an entirely new skeleton, always regenerating. The function of bones is these bones form part of the endoskeleton of the body and are lightweight and strong. They produce red and white blood cells. They store minerals. They support the body, anchor the muscles for motion. And they protect our internal organs. So sensing into, feeling into, deeply knowing, being intimate with our bones, meeting all that arises with, again, curiosity, kindness, welcoming it all here. Next, we'll bring our attention to sinews, or connective tissue. This body part actually includes over 900 tendons, ligaments, and cartilages. The color is white. It's shaped various strings, bands, cushion shapes. Its direction is above and below the waist. It's located under the skin and the flesh. It's interwoven into the skeleton. It's bordered by the bones below and the flesh above and around. So tendons are these fibrous connective tissue that serve for the attachment of muscles to the bones. Ligaments are sheets or bands of tough fibrous tissue that connects to bones. And cartilages are a stiff yet flexible connective tissue that forms cushions between the bones as well as the joints. The function is it connects the body to bones and organs. So it's that deep connection that we can sense into. So being with the sinews or connective tissue, what arises when we bring our attention to this body part? Sensations, feelings, memories, stories, all of it, all whatever is evoked, meeting it with kindness, with curiosity. Sinews. And then moving our awareness and attention to flesh or muscle. The color is mostly red. It's shaped like pieces of meat bunched together. It's many sizes and shapes. Direction is above and below the waist. It's located under the skin. It's bordered by skin and the sinews. There are over 900 muscles under the skin. They're composed of cells or fibers that affects movement of an organ or a part of the body. The function is the storage of tissue filling in the body. The muscle's characteristic is its ability to shorten or contract. So flesh. Sensing into what is evoked as we bring our attention to this body part, flesh or muscle. Each one of these parts has a purpose, a function, characteristics about it. They are each so impersonal and yet so very personal. They are part of a system that together allow this body to experience this life in all the ways that we experience. So whatever has arisen during this time of meditation, of investigation, of sensing into the feeling tone. Sometimes it's pleasant, it can be unpleasant, it could be neutral. There can be the stories or memories or sensations that arise that are joyful, they can be painful, and everything in between, without judgment, just to be here, befriending, meaning to just witness and allow to see what this part has to share with us and meet it with our heart, because it's a call for caring, to just meet whatever arises with a deep kindness. And so bringing our attention to just the center of the body where the heart resides, to really sense into this kindness, this metta. With appreciation for our own practice, for our effort in meeting this body, these parts, and all that has been evoked in this way. And we can either energetically just sense into the kindness, or we can quietly to ourselves utilize words, speech, internal dialogue that can say something such as, may I be at ease, or may I be happy, may I be healthy, whatever feels authentic and organic to you. It's a really caring phrase of metta. Of kindness. And noticing when we meet ourselves with this metta, sensing into the response of the heart. Noticing if there is one. Noticing if there's any sensation in the body. Aware of that we are in community. There's Sangha here, practicing together, supporting us, and just like I, you too have a body with all of its pains and joys, memories, sensations, feelings. And so letting and allowing this metta to radiate to everyone in this space, in this Sangha. Extending this metta to you, may you be well or at ease. May you be happy in this moment. And extending this metta beyond this Sangha that we are sitting with tonight into the whole community and into Santa Cruz and into California and into the United States and all the countries of Europe and the continents and the world and beyond. Without going through the whole list of everything, but where all beings are in this world, human beings, non-human beings, those that fly, those that crawl, those that are being born, those that are dying. In various levels of experience, all these beings in this moment, may all beings know ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. Breathing in and breathing out, touching into the heart. Our well wish to all beings, may all beings be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.